You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios for hour number three, believe it or not. Local, state, national, man, we cover all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it's that time. It's Wednesday. Wednesday, a couple things are always going to happen. We're going to play the camel on Wednesday when we start off. And oh, by the way, we're going to have Grand Council at 4 o'clock. So that's where we are, 4 o'clock hour, the Grand Council. I'm bringing on two of my brethren in talk radio. They've been doing this longer than I have. They come in there. We ask each other questions. We see what kind of answers we get. Sometimes we agree. Sometimes we don't. We love each other when it's done. So let me do introductions, make a roll call here, if you will. FM Talk 106.5 from down yonder in Mobile, the host of the Jeff Poor Show, also the executive editor for 1819 News. Jeff Poor, you here, buddy?
Present.
Proud of it. Thank you, sir. And then from Huntsville, 92.5 FM, 770 AM, WVNN, and also writing for Yellowhammer News, Dale Jackson, are you here?
Oh.
Yeah, stand at ease. All right. I pronounce a quorum. Boomer, hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta-da! All right. Quorum being called. We are now convened. So, Jeff Poor, you go first, bud. What you got?
Let's talk about the reemergence of the AEA. You saw Senator Shelnut news the other day, and he's insist it wasn't meant for the AEA, but they've been quiet. Yeah, they're still on schedule here for the great comeback we've been talking about all year.
Dale, you want to hit it first?
Looked like it was until Jeff Poor killed their idea of getting into the payroll deduction business again. I mean, Jeff brought that up, and all of a sudden, Shay Shelnut backs down. So Shay No Nuts, I guess it is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, man, come
that
on.
That was rough. So I'll jump in there. So for those who don't know, the AEA had always been one of the most powerful entities, the teachers union, in Alabama. And one of the ways that we were able to emasculate them just about, 11 years ago when I first got in the legislature, 12 years ago, was to stop the whole idea of the state of Alabama paying to collect their dues for them and just mailing them a check every month. Go collect your own freaking dues. So we passed what was called the dues checkoff bill, and you talk about a screaming fuss. They even took it to court. What? No, the judge ruled in the favor of the legislative action, and so, yeah, they cannot. Well, now, all of a sudden, Shay, who, by the way, is a very conservative, generally speaking, a very conservative member of the legislature, he dropped this bill in, but he was not there during that fight, which I think is part of the problem. I think those of us there during that fight have our hackles up, have our guard up, and I think some that weren't don't see things coming sometimes like this. Jeff, your own question, what you got?
Well, I mean, he took, $32,000 last 2 years from AEA. It just looks weird. What else were we supposed to think was going on here, even though he insists something different was going on? But I find these silence right now very curious from them. They'd be quiet.
Why did you act shocked when I said what I said?
When you said what you said, about him?
About No Nuts? You know. No, that was, yeah, no, that was
because it was the over the top rhetoric there that we you would say that.
You're the one that finished him off. You're the bad guy here, not me.
But you know what?
Whoa.
It had to be called out, though. You know that. I mean, it had to be called out. There ain't no way you can let that go by. And I'm just shocked that it got dropped in at all, much less by Shelnut.
But he keeps saying this, that it wasn't intentional. I don't know. Senator, I mean, you've done this before, or I've only watched on the sidelines. How do you not read that and not come away with that take?
I don't know, because that's like I said a moment ago. I think some of the guys that weren't there for those fights that we had in the early years of the Republican takeover, I don't think they have their guard up on that kind of thing. I mean, I think they literally don't. It's like having somebody having a depression mentality. Once they've been through the depression, they harbor things, they save things, they're reluctant to spend money. Well, I think some of us who were there in those fights are like, AEA, keep your eyes open, they're coming. Those who weren't there for the fights are a little less likely to be on their guard, in my opinion.
Oh, well just a quick follow-up then. Like, he's taking all this money from these guys. I mean, is it kind of like, are we kind of living through this, like you said, no institutional knowledge, but maybe they're trying to sneak one past? Is LSA to blame? I mean, I don't know how this happens.
No, LSA is not to blame. LSA is required to do what the legislature says. In fact, the secretaries and the staff of the building, they are admonished to not have a political position and to never say something one way or the other about what their respective senators or representatives are doing. But the reality is, in this case, Shelnut should have seen it. He should have. And I'm glad to see he's pulling it. So good on him for recognizing something and backtracking on it. But then the other piece is, watch out, because the AEA is just like putting a bunch of frogs in a pot and boiling the water slowly, and they don't realize it's happening. That's why they're giving all this money to those that will take it. And they've got to.
Speaking of people that weren't down there, I mean, do we not remember when there was someone at the LSA taking some money to put certain things inside bills? And so I mean, it happens.
It does happen.
Jeff's theory's not that far off, Senator.
No. I don't mean LSA's at fault, but then LSA's running a bill. But when you get the bill back with the amendments on it, it's in bold. And you've also got it, like, underlining the words that are being added to the current legislation. So it's not like it's invisible. Now,
okay,
they used to sneak stuff in like a shall versus a may and so, but and part of that money being taken by the former knucklehead who died during that trial, by the way, at LFO or LSA was literally so that he would call and alert them that a bill was coming, not necessarily that he was revising everything. But wow, it was a mess. We done with that?
Agreed.
One? Okay. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna take the next question. I'm going to go in that same vein. I did a segment of my show yesterday. I called it Big Fat Money. That's where we are right now. They've got big fat money down there right now. I mean, it's like fat. People are bellying up to the trough. We got education dollars being given away by the governor to water parks in Montgomery and, you know, $5 million to help bail out the poorly operated tourist event of the World Games in Birmingham. All that to say, big, fat money. Have they just lost their way when it comes to fiscal discipline right now? At the very least, at the governor's office? What your thoughts? Dale, you first.
Yeah, it seems pretty clear. I mean that seems to be pretty clear. That's exactly what's happened, and it's because there's big, fat money there waiting for them to spend, so they're trying to figure out a way to do it, and what better way than a sweet-ass water park?
By the way, you're welcome to use my term, big fat money. Okay. You just feel free. Credit where credit's due, though, once in a while. All right, so, Jeff, your thoughts?
We haven't had proration in a while. Proration, I always thought, it was bad, it wasn't good, but it had a built-in accountability or mechanism that we could live without this and we could live without this, so let's cut and cut. So you had this, like, every now and then, They were forced to kind of make some sacrifices. By not having proration, have we just kind of like assumed, I mean, they're like just growing government responsibly, which isn't conservative, but they're sort of don't have that mechanism anymore, and it's allowed some out of control growth.
Well, I mean, they have the right to do proration if required, but the budget going into place, I used to always say,
well, that's what I mean. They haven't had to do proration.
They haven't had to, exactly. And I used to always say, if your budget goes into proration, it was never really balanced in the first place because your revenues and projections did not live up to their expectations. But you know, in this case, I think it's sort of that same thing we were talking about a moment ago with the Shelnut bill. I think there's guys down there that weren't there for the lean times when we were having to borrow money from the trust fund just to make ends meet on current expenditures, much less growing government like they're doing. And I think that some of them just don't recognize it, and they're like, wow, we got money, let's spend it. What else can we buy? And people are bellying up to the trough and getting it. Anyway, all right. Dale, your question, dude, first round, what you got?
I guess I'll stick on the legislature stuff here. Senator Orr was one of the early guys in on the ending the grocery tax deal. He has a plan in place, but he also filed the bill for a rebate. Now, maybe that is just, you know, a courtesy for the governor and all that stuff. Is it possible we get a little bit of both, a rebate check, and we see the grocery tax go away slowly.
Jeff, you first.
No way. I think it's one or the other. I just both are kind of heavy lifts, so don't think that's happening.
Well, you know, I'm gonna be a little more optimistic. I think the glass is half full. So I think right now, is it possible? Yes, I think it's still possible. I think there's been, even in the last few days, there's been an increased discourse about whether we're going to see something on the grocery tax. And I tell you what's fascinating to me right now is I had Anthony Daniels on the show the other day. I think we talked about this last week. He sounded more like a conservative, fiscal-type Republican than the Republicans do as a Democrat. But your own question, Dale, before we run out of time, what you got?
Oh, I mean, I don't think so. I just find it very very odd that we'll see both those things coming from the same person, and he's throwing them out there. I mean, I guess he's giving the governor's idea a hearing when he wants the other. That would be my takeaway.
Well, I think he's also a budget chairman, and sometimes what I've seen happen in caucus meetings is the budget chair will go, no, I'll take those bills because they deal with my budget. And so I've seen that happen, and that may be what's happening here. I don't know. All right, fellas. Wow, that was a fast round. Okay, well, round one, Grand Council, we are done. I'm with Jeff Port, FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile, and 1819 News, and Dale Jackson from 92.5 FM, 770 AM WVNN out of Huntsville, and writing for Yellowhammer News, and then just little old me. Y'all stay tuned. Round two coming up. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. That's my favorite bump, Boomer. I think that's my favorite one. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Black Crows. All right, we're back to the Grand Council. I got Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5 and 1819 News. Dale Jackson from WVNN 770 AM 92.5 FM out of Huntsville. And also, by the way, writing for Yellowhammer News. Who was first? I think, Jeff, you were first, weren't you?
I was. I'll go ahead and go here. How outrageous is this? Lead story at 1819 News right now. The suspect in this police shooting last night was out on bond. He had, in January of 2022, shot two people, got arrested, bonded out, then got arrested again back in March and was out on bond, did not have his January bond revoked. And then what happened last night happened. There's a problem with the system, isn't there?
Well, it would seem like so, especially in this case. But so, dadgummit. So I didn't realize that till you just said it, and I flipped over there real quick to my screen to see your story. Holy crap. So you're telling this guy was out on bond, pending trial on another violent crime, and he's the one who shot the officers and killed one of them. Dadgummit.
Yeah, he's the suspect in the case. But out on bond two separate times.
God almighty. You've been having us on your show today, Dale?
I did not see that part. No, I did not. But wow, that's amazing. We've been discussing this. This is an absolute disaster, once again, where we have people getting out of jail after they do terrible things. And keep in mind, we have people running around saying, no bond, no bail, none of this stuff. Let's let everyone out. I mean, we've got a really broken system, and it might be time for a course correct in the other direction.
Yeah, and this whole movement of equal justice initiatives and no bail, no bond, and you know, at some point you got to look at it and go, no, that's called anarchy. And if you are accused of a crime, you certainly have a right to your arraignment, you have a right to your day in court, you have a right to be properly indicted. But you know what? Some of this, there's got to be a way to stop making the victims more victimized by the system, and it's unreal. All right, Jeff, I'll be reading that in detail. Thanks for bringing it up. Dale, your question, what you got?
Okay, I'm going to lighten the mood here just a little bit, if I can. 60 Minutes is having a story this weekend about thabies. Does anyone know what a thabie is?
About a what? A thabie?
Thabies.
No. And do they know what a thaby is? I can imagine where we're going with this, but God, are you kidding
me? A thaby is apparently a baby that you are not going to gender. You're going to let the baby decide what gender it is. It will tell you whether it's a boy or a girl. They're thabies now, and they're raising their kids that way. Is this a reason to take someone's kids away?
Well, I don't know if we can take the answer's our kids
yes.
away.
Yes, Phil. Don't be nice. The answer is correct. Yes.
I don't know that we can just run in there and take their kids away, but we can call them idiots. I know that. I mean, for the love. I mean, so basically by that same type of premise, and I said this in an op-ed that I had on 1819 and other outlets this past week, is I should be a superhero now. I should be a mountain man. I should be an astronaut, because those were all things that I pretended when I was a kid.
I told my brother one time I wanted to be a fire truck, and he still makes fun of me about it.
You wanted to be a fire truck, not a fire.
Yes. I was a very smart kid. Well, I was only 13. Leave me alone.
Oh, you're only okay. Well, great. You're almost driving age, and you were wanting to be a okay. Jeff, your thoughts.
Not only is it grounds to take the kids away, it's grounds for chemical castration so that we don't have to have any more of their population.
Yeah, but the family does want chemical castration, but it's only on the kids, though.
See, I can just tell I'm on the show with non-lawyers.
We need it on them. Yes, on them, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. All right, last question. I'll jump in there real quick with this one. So Mike Pence is coming to Tuscaloosa pretty soon, going to be giving a speech. And I got to ask you, I mean, first of all, I would anticipate he doesn't have a snowball's chance of being elected president. But if it were not Trump as the nominee, but he's still the lead candidate, if it were not Trump as a nominee, does Mike Pence need, want, could he even have another position within U.S. government? Dale.
I'd like to see it. I like Mike Pence. I know a lot of people don't think he did enough for Donald Trump. That's incorrect. I think he was a loyal foot soldier for Donald Trump and gave people a reason on the right to actually vote for Donald Trump when they were kind of like, eh. So I think he's gotten a raw deal like almost everybody involved in this.
Jeff, are you going to now imply that Dale should be chemically castrated?
Well, I've been applying that for years.
Someone come take my son away. Oh, no.
All right, Jeff.
Mike Pence is on the fast track to Dan Quayle, right? I mean, you know, I don't know what he does from here. Maybe if it's DeSantis' nominee, would DeSantis pick him to be VP again? I don't know what he does. I don't think he can be president.
I say Secretary of State. I could see him Secretary and nothing else. I mean, of course, you don't want to have to follow Buttigieg in transportation, because that would be hard to follow. But nonetheless. But
radio talk show host. Come back to the mic, Mike.
By the way, that's what he did for a living for a while.
Yeah.
So basically,
they say he was boring as hell.
So basically, one of us now has an opportunity to be vice president of the United States, is what I'm saying. All right, fellas. Two rounds. Grand Council. Appreciate you both. Thank you very much. That's Jeff Poor, the host of the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5 down yonder in Mobile, and also the executive editor for 1819 News. And Dale Jackson up yonder at 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN out of Huntsville. And, oh, by the way, they let him write for Yellowhammer News. So two guys been doing it a long time. And then just little old me. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. When we do, we're going to talk about the Soros connection for a bit. This is unsettling to me. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.